streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. It is a Thursday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Michael Penix stopping by, University of Washington quarterback, going to go in the first round of the draft. We presume Mark Sanchez stops by. You got your tomorrow headlines today because you're off for, I don't even know where you're going. You just going on a big trip or something?
No comment. yeah, tomorrow's headlines today is going to be kind of spicy. Just pace yourself. Be ready for it.
Rick Bucher in an hour, so it is great to be here. Oh, I should mention that yesterday we talked about it on the show. In 1 hour from now, I'm going to go to my mock draft. Now, there's a lot of different ways to do this. I can predict what teams are going to do. Here's what I would do. I've always said if I didn't do this, my dream job would be an NFL general manager. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you what I would do with the picks if I was the guy. And there is one trade, which is, I think, one that everybody kind of sees coming around the corner. So in 1 hour, my mock draft, this is my, I think I did one earlier. This is my big one. This is what I would do, what I think the team should do.
We'll pick it apart in great detail. I can't wait for that.
All right, so Philadelphia is in the playoffs. They beat Miami last night, but it was really what the playoffs have been my entire life. That game, Miami led at half. Miami, it was leading big chunks of the game, third quarter. And then the game, and these two teams, Miami and Philadelphia, play very close games, just like Denver and the Lakers play a lot of close games. And then what did they do? It's not about the refs, not about the coaching. They got Embiid the ball. The best player on the floor took over the game. He got the touches in the fourth quarter. You're going to see this in the Lakers-Nuggets series. They'll play close games. Miami and Philly play close games. Embiid's always the best player. And Lakers-Nuggets play close games. Jokic is the best player. And the Lakers and Nuggets, you're going to blame Darvin Ham. You're going to blame the refs in Los Angeles. No, Jokic, the world's best basketball player, is going to close the games out and dominate the last 8 minutes. In the 80s, the best players for a long time were Bird and Magic. 10 years, they got to a combined 10 finals. And then Michael Jordan showed up. He was the best player, 6 for 6. And for a time, Shaq was the best player in the NBA. He got to 3 straight finals and 4 to 5. And then for a while, there was an argument Tim Duncan was the best player, 3 titles, 5 years. Oh, fans love to blame the referees. Oh, it's that in-game coaching. Nonsense. LeBron arrived, best player in the world. 8 straight finals. Steph and KD, the Warriors overlap LeBron. But when Steph and KD were there, finals, in fact, 5 finals, 5 years for the Warriors during their peak stretch with Steph, KD, and the like. It's not the refs. Last night wasn't the refs, wasn't officiating. The best players in the world get to the finals a lot consecutively. And my guess is Jokic is that next player. He's better than Embiid. He is better, in my opinion, all around than Luka or SGA or Giannis. He just does more well. So last night was a prime example. 11 of his 23 points. Embiid did not play great in the first half. Remember, he's just getting the win back, the cardio back. But here you went to the fourth, and Nick Nurse is like, let's get the best player in this game the ball a lot. It's not Bam. It's not Butler who's banged up. And here was Nick Nurse after.
Wasn't easy. I thought they certainly did a great job. Built in a huge scheme to make things difficult for him. But he made some big plays. He hits a trail three. Throws a great pass to Kelly there to kind of the basket that we really needed. I don't know how many assists he had, but he probably had a good number.
Now, by the way, in the 70s, when I grew up loving the NBA, you did not have a dominating player as much as you know, like in the 70s, it was a bunch of different teams winning a bunch of different stuff. And you had, like, Milwaukee had Lou Alcindor, but you had the Sonics and the Blazers and the Sixers and this and that. And in the end, when you generally get a dominating great player or two, they're going to dominate these playoffs, and they're all going to look like last night. Miami outplays them. Miami's got a great coach. Miami leads at half. Miami's leading in the third, fourth quarter. Feed Embiid the ball. 11 to 23. Lights out. All right, so Atlanta-Chicago played. Kobe White played one of his best games as a pro. But the winner was not the Chicago Bulls. No, it wasn't. The winner was the Lakers. Because officially, DeJounte Murray and Trae Young do not work together. That didn't work. 2 point guards. Who knew? Atlanta is 20-31 when DeJounte Murray and Trae Young both play. They're actually better when just one of them plays. And the Hawks are going to keep DeJounte Murray. Here's why. They traded 3 first-round picks for him. So they want to keep him. And also, I would make the argument you can get more on the market for Trae Young. So the Lakers need a bucket getter and a playmaker. As you know, LeBron's getting very old. And they also have the best defensive player, in my opinion, in the NBA, in Anthony Davis. So he can cover for Trae Young's defensive deficiencies. Atlanta's going to keep DeJounte Murray, who averages 23 a game. But if you look at DeJounte Murray's stats, when Trae Young's not around taking the ball, he averages close to 25 or 26 points, and his assists almost double. So DeJounte Murray is going to go from 23 a game probably to 26, 27 a game. They're going to funnel the offense around him. He's going to go from like 5 assists to 9, 10 assists, 11 assists a game. He's going to be a star in the league. And then Trae Young, they'll get draft picks and players for him. They could use better defenders. Lakers have them. So the Lakers have a lot of things, right? They have size. They have experience. They have AD's defense. What they don't have is a star in their 20s. You know who does? Everybody in the West. Dallas does. Phoenix does. Mini does. OKC does. Denver does. That's the one thing the Lakers do not have. An ascending star in their 20s. They don't. Everybody in the West does. All the good teams do. By the way, the Warriors, Sacramento does. De'Aaron Fox. Dallas and Luka. OKC. SGA. Minnesota. Ant Edwards. The Lakers don't. They need one. So they're going to add Trae Young. I think he fits L.A. Atlanta is going to go with DeJounte Murray, who they already gave up a basket full of picks to get. And it's very clear. When Trae Young is not on the floor with DeJounte Murray, his numbers are all-star level. He's going to be 26, 27 a game, 9, 10, 11 assists. Quinn Snyder, after the loss, acknowledging wasn't our night.
We didn't start well, so a lot of times when you're playing catch-up, it takes a lot of energy, and it felt like when we did cut the lead, at a certain point, we just ran out of gas, and, you know, you want to dig down deep for, you know, a playoff game, but hats off to Chicago. They played well.
Yep.
and obviously not the result we wanted.
Yep. So Coby White had, who's an interesting player, fun, fast, quick, scores, not a great defender, not sure what to make of him. But that game really last night, that was about Atlanta coming to terms with, yeah, this thing doesn't work. Trey and DeJounte Murray, it doesn't work. And the Lakers have always done really well when they roll the dice on a 20-year-old star. The history is, that's, this town's built for stars. L.A. does stars right. Matt Stafford has worked here. Mookie Betts, Otani. This has always been a market. The coaches are stars. L.A. likes stars. Trae Young, my guess, coming to L.A. Now, J-Mac's not as hot on this, but I know that Trae Young and LeBron's camp are close. They like him. LeBron likes him. LeBron's camp likes him. And LeBron's not going anywhere.
You think LeBron liked the minus 27 last night from Trae Young? He was a turnstile
he
on
was.
Defense. He cannot guard anybody in the pick and roll. Took bad shots. Had more turnovers than baskets.
Yes. But we do know fit matters. We do know that.
Okay, who are you giving up for Trae Young?
Everybody except
if you say Austin Reeves, I may have to.
Everybody except LeBron and AD. Doesn't matter.
I mean, it's too early in the show for me to walk off the set, right? I'm not giving up Austin Reeves under any circumstances.
Let me tell
Trae
you
Young.
Something. If you want to be a championship team, if you're going to die on this hill, I can't move off Austin Reeves. You're an unserious NBA team. That cannot be the hill you die on. I'm not moving off Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves would be an excellent complementary player to DeJounte Murray. And they also need length and size and defense. Lakers have plenty of that. They got a lot of Jared Vanderbilts on that roster.
Oh, yeah.
Take an expiring contract. You get several first-round picks. You take an Austin Reeves. If you're a championship team, that's not the hill you can die on.
Wow.
You can die on the I'm not moving AD. AD, best defensive player in the league. LeBron remains a top 10 offensive player. Trae Young, complete playmaker and shot maker.
Yeah.
So what the Lakers, the one thing the Lakers don't have is a shot maker.
Yeah.
I mean, D'Angelo Russell and LeBron, it's not good. And by the way, here's the other thing. Remember what's going to happen. Let's look around corners here. Lakers are going to get doused by Denver. So LeBron got swept by Denver last year, probably gets beaten five this year. So they've played him, you know, eight or nine times. He's lost all but one. What is LeBron going to be seeking? He's, you know, he trusts AD. He's going to be seeking his Jamal Murray. It's like, we need a shot maker because you know what's going to happen in the series against Denver. D'Lo's not going to be great, and Reeves will be limited because Denver plays real defense and has the length against him. So D'Lo and Austin Reeves are not going to crush it against Denver, and LeBron's going to be like, I'm great, AD's great, we need another great. They're going to go out and get Trae Young, who, by the way, I like Trae Young more than the market does, but there are no perfect players. The ones that are near perfect, Lakers aren't giving up AD. Denver's not giving up Jokic. Dallas isn't giving up Luka. Celtics aren't giving up Tatum. So you have to move into imperfect players, which is Trae Young, who fit LeBron, great distributor, AD, great defender. So once you get out of the top eight players in the league, Minnesota's not giving up Ant Edwards. So now I'm getting players with holes. Trae Young is second level. He's the next 12. He's got a hole, defense. Oh, we have the best rim defender in the league. Oh, well, sometimes, like, he takes too many shots. LeBron will run the offense. You can play some off ball. But he is, once you get past the eight guys that nobody's moving, you're getting into players with issues. The question is, how do you hide their issues?
Okay. So you open the show saying you want to be an NFL GM. That would be like your favorite job, right? So, you know, we own the soccer team in Mexico.
Yeah.
And we were last in the table last season, and there were a couple guys in the locker, like really good players, but locker room,
yeah,
a little issues, started some like stuff, moved off of them. We've moved way up in the standings. I want to ask you, what's going on in the locker room in Atlanta with Trae Young? Because, well, Colin, since that win in the playoffs over Joel Embiid, yeah, the Sixers, things have gone sideways, and the teammates very clearly from the body language,
okay,
don't love the way Trae Young plays.
Okay, so ask yourself this. Do two quarterbacks work in the NFL? No.
No.
They don't even work really in college. The guys getting drafted didn't share time, Penix and McCarthy. Well, when you have two guys that have the ball, DeJounte Murray and Trae Young, you think it's going to work? Atlanta's a flawed team. You get Trae out, DeJounte numbers are, we showed you the graph, they're going to go way up. Trae Young right now is trying to get his and sharing kind of a position and the ball with one guy. Won't AD doesn't need the ball. LeBron's a great passer. So this was never going to work. DeJounte Murray and Trae Young was never going to work. By the way, it's been remarkable that Kyrie and Luka have worked. By the way, we tried James Harden and Chris Paul, didn't work. James Harden, Westbrook didn't work. James Harden, guys that have the ball a lot, it's hard to get another guard with him. That's why what Luka and Kyrie are doing is really fantastic.
So LeBron is ball dominant. There's no signs he's given up the ball. We watched that Pelicans game, fourth quarter. He's 1-for-8 jacking some bad shots.
But when LeBron's off the floor now, the Lakers have no playmakers of elite level.
It's fair.
But now Trae Young takes it over.
Ball dominant in high school, ball dominant in Oklahoma, dominant in Atlanta.
And as LeBron comes down to 30 minutes a game, which he wanted to 2 years ago, it's Trae's offense. When he's not, trust me, Trae Young respects LeBron, his camp, guys.
This is a spicy topic. I'm very curious what the LA Laker fans think about Trae. If you watch that game in the season closely.
If you're a realistic fan, there's 8 to 10 players, AD's one of them, you're not getting. Then there's the next 12 to 15 of guys with flaws that fit. What do you need? A shot maker. You're not getting Jalen Brunson. You're not getting those guys. Okay. He's a top 12 untouchable guy. All right? Jimmy Butler is hurt again. So Trae Young is a flawed player. A, he fits exactly what the Lakers need. He's not perfect. He can be scattershot at times. He's not a perfect player. And then what does Atlanta need to give DeJounte Murray the team? Because right now he's sharing it. It's frustrating both players.
Yeah. How's this? Klay Thompson on the cheap or giving up players and picks for Trae Young?
Trae Young. Not even close. Trae Young's in his prime. Trae Young is in his prime. I don't mind dying on this hill. Trae Young is better. Trae Young is going to work in Los Angeles with LeBron. I'll die on that hill. Are we archiving this? Is this being taped?
Tell West.
Trae Young with AD and LeBron would be a big hit. He'd be a 24.5 to 26.5 point guy game. Okay. LeBron wants to play less minutes. AD doesn't dominate the ball. He'd be excellent. He's 26 years old. He's got like 5 to 6 peak years left.
That's fair.
Klay Thompson is out of his peak and really expensive.
Doesn't need the ball. Takes like 5 dribbles a game. Just splash threes. You showed it. Yeah. Average 20 points a game in April.
0-for-10 against.
Yeah, I know. It's fair. Sacramento.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible Great Rates. None of the bull. All right, saw this story. Bill Belichick is now going on a sympathy tour. Bill Belichick unfairly treated in the Dynasty documentary. Oh, boy. Here's a story, according to ESPN reporter Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, Jeremy Fowler. The piece explains Belichick and Jerry Jones, the Cowboy job's the one he wants. If he took a job, it would be that one. Here's why. Belichick and Jerry Jones are both in win-now mode and they're longtime friends. Secondly, Belichick told a friend that he liked the idea of sticking it to the Crafts by working for Jerry. So first of all, Dallas is not a good fit for Bill. First of all, part of the success in New England was Brady consistently, his entire career, taking pay cuts. Dak's not taking them, and he is, in fact, overpaid. Brady was underpaid his entire time in New England. Dak is overpaid. Secondly, according to this story, this is just about screwing the Crafts. Never take a job out of grievance. And the third thing is, Robert Kraft meddled one time on Jimmy Garoppolo. It drove Belichick nuts. Jerry Jones is listed as the Cowboys' general manager. Goes on radio and talks about it. Post-game talks about it. Not going to work. So, but the bigger picture is I'm supposed to be sympathetic for Bill because he's being picked on by the Krafts. Clearly, according to this story, neither side is in love with the other. The relationship soured. And I'm not taking sides. It clearly soured. But if this is true, and I trust Don Van Natta, Jeremy Fowler, Wickersham, these people do reputable work for 20-plus years, relationship's not good. And as I've always said, the winner writes the chapters, the final chapters, you know, in the book, and the Crafts own the team, and they get to fire a coach, not vice versa. But Belichick is not being unfairly picked on. Nobody picked on Bobby Knight. Yeah, that kid's throat didn't run into his hand. Bobby threw the chair, nobody else. Nobody picked on Bobby. Bobby's reality was created by Bobby, and so was Bill. This New England roster, which next to Carolina is the biggest hot mess in the league, that's Bill's roster. He took over the draft days 7 years ago, and this is what you have. No receivers, no speed, almost no elite players. That's Bill's roster. So increasingly, he wasn't collaborative. He's clearly petty and a grudge holder, 72 years old, couldn't get along with Peter King, wouldn't talk to him 17 years. Peter King talks to everybody. So I know fake news, but you know, Bill's a bit of a grudge holder. According to this, he has grievance, wasn't highly collaborative at the end, but I'm sorry. I watched the documentary when players like Wes Welker came out and said it was uncomfortable to watch the relationship between Bill and Tom, and that Tom Brady looked like an abused dog. Multiple Patriot players said on camera. A lot of people say things not on camera. Said on camera. Yeah, it was uncomfortable. It was like uncomfortable how the best quarterback ever was treated. You want me to believe and be sympathetic to Belichick, who I think was a great coach, but his reputation is wholly earned. And that's why he's not getting jobs. You can rule with an iron fist when you're winning. You lose the GOAT, Greg Popovich, Bill Belichick. A lot of guys aren't going to play nice. No sympathy here. You earned what you're getting.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
So here we go. I'm going to go 1 through 12. Fire away. The easiest slam dunk pick probably since Andrew Luck and Trevor Lawrence. Bears get Caleb Williams, the only franchise that's never had a 4,000-yard passer, which doesn't even sound right. How can you not have one 4,000-yard passer? All you need to know about this kid, 120 touchdowns and 14 picks in 3 years. He's a machine. He is the closest thing to Mahomes. There's nothing I don't like about him. He can sometimes lean into the spectacular. I don't care. Bears could use some spectacular. Caleb goes one. I would take Jaden Daniels if I was Washington. I think he works with Cliff Kingsbury. It's a shaky O-line, shaky run game. He is an electric runner and a beautiful downfield thrower. He's the only player in SEC history. Now, here's the other advantage. Drake May played in a lousy conference. This kid played in the SEC and is the only SEC quarterback to have 40-plus touchdown passes and 10-plus rushing TDs in a season. Cam Newton played in this conference. Joe Burrow. Matt Stafford. The Mannings. This kid is a very unique talent. I think he's going to crush it here. I worry about little spindly. Wish he was bigger. No perfect players. So I've gone back and forth on this. I think I would go get Drake May. It's not going to be pretty. He'll probably sit until Thanksgiving behind Jacoby Brissett. But they had the worst scoring offense in the league. And do you want to go 3-13, 3-14? I'd get Drake May there. Next year's not a good quarterback draft. Also, he led the ACC in passing back-to-back years. I think you got to get him in-house. Worry about, you can get receivers second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth round. Also, when you're at the top of rounds, you can move back in any round and accumulate more picks. But there's not going to be Drake May in the second, third, fourth, fifth round, or perhaps next year. So I'd get Drake May. Inconsistency bothers me, but he does look like Justin Herbert. He's a big, strong kid that moves. Let's take him. I would take Marvin Harrison. Arizona's got picks. They've got a great quarterback, a running back I like, a tight end I like. This would be the best since DeAndre Hopkins, the best receiver since DeAndre Hopkins. I also think Harrison, along with Randy Moss and Calvin Johnson, is the best college receiver I've ever seen. I think he'll be a star, rookie of the year, candidate year one. He's not as fast as Randy Moss. Again, there are no perfect players in the league, all right? Randy bounced around a little. His temperament wasn't perfect for every coach or every team. I think Harrison's amazing. I think, I watched him. The minute he got hurt, they were going to beat Georgia. He got hurt, won the same team. And they had C.J. Stroud. Okay? I just think Ohio State has all 5-star receivers, and he stands out above all of them. So when you can stand out above the rest of those cats, you're pretty good. Okay, I'm going to make my one trade. I think the reason the Vikings got 2 picks was to move up, and I think the Chargers absolutely want to move down, but not too far down. I have the Vikings coming up to 5, the Chargers going back to 11, and I think they're going to take J.J. McCarthy, who is moving into a furnished apartment. The Vikings, he doesn't have to play. He can sit behind Darnold. They have the tall Sean McVay as a coach. Best young left tackle in football. Best receiver in football. Top 5 running back. Great number 2 receiver. Top 5 or 6 or 7 tight end. I think they have a good old line. It was like PFF top 12, 13. This is the furnished apartment in the NFL for a quarterback. They got everything. You don't even have to play for a year. I don't think J.J. McCarthy has a big-time arm. I don't think he has a big-time NFL body. Does Kirk Cousins? You can win a lot of games. And remember, because you get rid of Cousins' salary, you can add pieces. So you're going to get basically, I think, kind of a Kirk Cousins level prospect. I think he's a better player than Kirk was. But a Kirk Cousins without the salary. You go in a lot of games in this league doing that. The Giants, I think, would love to have gotten a quarterback. But I don't think they have the ability to move up and give up draft capital. They need players, and they solve a big issue. They get Malik Nabers, the receiver from LSU. LSU's a receiver factory. This kid is big time, OBJ explosive. Listen, they need a lot of stuff. Now with Saquon Barkley, it's going to be bumpy. They're going to be back in the top 5 or 6 next year, but this kid is like jump off the TV fast. I mean, again, when you're at LSU and you're playing against Georgia's, Bama's, and all these SEC schools, and you turn on a TV, and it was this what I saw with Ja'Marr Chase, and you're like, who's that guy? When you can stand out in the SEC, Marvin Harrison in the Big Ten outside of a Michigan, he's going to be better than everybody else, but this kid is special. By the way, the Giants, I think, were ranked 30th in yards after the catch. So they get no extra yards. Now you got rid of your star running back. You need yards after the catch, and this is what he provides. The Titans get Joe Alt, left tackle. Worst offensive line in the league. I don't know if Will Levis is going to work, but the only chance he's going to work is if he's not on his back. So they're going to get Joe Alt. I think Joe Alt's a very good prospect. He is not Trent Williams. He's not Jonathan Ogden. He's going to make a couple of Pro Bowls. He's very good. The people I talk to in the league think he's the best left tackle in a good class, but they don't think he quite has the ceiling of others. But you got to solve left tackle. I mean, if Will Levis is going to work, you got to give the kid a fair shot. You got to keep him upright. Falcons go with Dallas Turner, who was the best edge rusher in the SEC, and that's saying something. He was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Bama does edge rushers really well and receivers well. Listen, Saban loves him. Great player. He's not going to have as glossy a numbers as other weaker conferences. You got NFL offensive tackles in the SEC. He's a really good player. Remember when Will Anderson came out, people nitpicked? Yeah, he's been a really good player. And I love Atlanta's direction right now. The only thing, they haven't had a double-digit sack guy since, like, Vic Beasley. Atlanta doesn't have a ton of needs. I think Atlanta's going to win that division and very quickly is going to surprise people. I think the Bears are going to go get help on the edge with Jared Verse, who was a monster. He had 18 sacks the last couple of years at Florida State. He's great. And maybe this is a reach by five or six spots, but there's just not... The draft gives you two or three good edge rushers every year, and he's one of them. I don't buy they need another receiver. They got Keenan Allen, two good tight ends, nice back DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore. They don't need another receiver. They can get that in the third, fourth, fifth round. It's a great receiver draft. You're not going to get an edge rusher anywhere in the draft if Dallas Turner's gone like this kid. Watched him play three or four times. Stands out on TV. Jumps out on TV. Big time player. Montez Sweat. They got a great corner, Jalen Johnson. Now they have somebody to go with him. I think that's the pick. So I'm the Jets. I'm going to go with Rome Odunze, and here's why. He's very mature, ready to play. You get no ego with the kid. He's just a terrific player. I watched him play live. I saw him play 15 times. I just think he's a grown-up. Good routes. A little Davante Adams. When you go to New York, it's noisy. This kid is all football, no nonsense, total grown-up, wants to be a football player, and I think with the Jets and their noise, he could go into New York City. Garrett Wilson, you know, Mike Williams is talented, but can't stay healthy. Generally speaking, Aaron Rodgers, Brady don't love young receivers, but this kid is like an old 23. He's going to walk in, be a really nice player, a real pro. And that's what the Jets need. Chargers in that trade with Minnesota, now at 11, get Talisi Fuanaga. He is the Oregon State right tackle. So they have Rashawn Slater at left tackle. He's the best run blocker in the draft. What does Jim Harbaugh want to create? A more run-dominant Baltimore Raven-like offense to let Herbert throw on play action. So this kid, I was told by somebody in the NFL, you can almost not find a single play from his college career where he didn't win on run-blocking assignments. He is the best run-blocking tackle probably since maybe a Tristan Wirfs, who went to Tampa and crushed it right tackle. Culture is everything to Harbaugh. This kid is a mauler. They'll have both tackles and Justin Herbert. I think Denver and Sean Payton, I think Bo Nix works for what they want to do. A lot of underneath stuff. Stay on script. 61 college starts, 22-5 with Oregon. Is he going to move around a lot? No. There is some Drew Brees qualities. A lot of college starts, highly productive, very coachable, super accurate. Not going to run around, though. Like Brees early in his career, he can move. He is an excellent decision maker who at Oregon mostly stayed on script, lower ceiling, but I think he works with Sean Payton. I think what Sean wants to create is a ball control offense. He souped up the offensive line last year. He's got a running back he likes. I think Bo Nix is a fit. J.J. McCarthy, don't love him. I think he fits Minnesota. Bo Nix fits. Little bit of a reach. But I've said before, I'm willing to reach. I'm willing to do a little reaching.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.